Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so glad that you're here to talk about why you keep emotionally eating and how to honor your body as a temple. It is really one of the main reasons why I created the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating, because I wanted you to imagine if you quit turning to food for emotional support, if you didn't feel shame or guilt after eating, what if you were at a healthy weight without feeling deprived? What if you overcame eating sweets and stopped cravings? And what if you were at a healthy weight and just felt good in your body? What if you had control around food regardless of what you were feeling? And that means stress eating or any kind of feeling that you're having. I don't want to say that having emotions and eating food is bad, right? But I want you to know that it really is time to overcome the emotional eating so that you can learn to enjoy food again without feeling deprived, stress eating, or eating your feelings. I want you to get to the root cause of the emotional eating that's actually keeping you trapped. Not the kind of emotional eating where it's just once in a while, it's not keeping you in bondage, it's not keeping you feeling like you're yo-yoing or being stuck in your body. So I created my biblical framework with three-step process. Yes, three steps. We lay the foundation. I help you understand what's happening in your body and why you keep reaching for the sweets, why you keep feeling shame and guilt. And then I also talk about the application. That's step three, where it's not just about acquiring knowledge anymore, my friend. I don't want you to go on Google and to continue to search for the next diet program, for the next way of eating or next workout. There's so much more that's happening than just finding the perfect way to eat. It has so much to do with your mindset, your perspective, your pain, your beliefs, all around food. And I'm here to show you how to eat freely, how you can eat freely without feeling deprived, shame, guilt, or without dieting. So make sure you head to jessicahoddle.com/framework. Sign up, get the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating, because this is really about, are you ready to turn to God instead of turning to food? And I'm going to be there with you every step of the way, walking you through this process and also having Monday night accountability coaching sessions with you that actually are a bonus and free if you sign up for the course. Okay, let's get into this topic today though. As I was saying earlier, emotional eating is not bad in itself. We all have emotions and feelings, and we'll celebrate with food, or we're just going to have a bad day and want to enjoy a nice treat, right? I don't believe in phrases like cheat meals, because I don't really know what you're cheating on. The only time some people I think would say that is if they're training for something very specific, like a sporting event where they do have to be very in tune with what they're eating, their macros and things like that. But for the everyday woman, I guess you could say, that just wants to feel good in her body, that wants to lose weight over time, and that really wants to honor her body as a temple. It's not about cheating on anything. It's just about recognizing that we have emotions and there are times where we are going to eat them. However, we cannot solve emotional hunger with food. Let's start by talking about the mind-body connection in relation to why we are emotionally eating. See, the mind-body connection means that our thoughts, feelings, and belief can positively or negatively impact our biological functioning, meaning our minds can impact how healthy our bodies are. Also, what we do with our physical body, meaning what we eat, how we move our bodies, can impact our mental state positively or negatively. So this results in a relationship between our minds and our bodies. When we say, or when I say that our bodies hold stories, this refers to the narratives our minds believe about every pain, trauma, or moment in our lives. Every moment then that we experience carries a story of joy or dread. The past stories our bodies hold on become the reference guide for our current events. So the good news in all of this is that if we've trained our brains and bodies to respond one way, it means that we have the strength and the power through Jesus Christ to train our brains in a new way. Because feelings become sparked by emotions that are shaped by our personal beliefs, right? So what we believe about food in our bodies matters when we're talking about emotional healing. Thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. You can be triggered by something someone said or an event, and therefore you react accordingly. You can also be internally triggered or externally triggered. Those are the two ways that we can become triggered. But we can never escape what's in our souls and our hearts, no matter how much we run from them, no matter how much we try to shove them down. Proverbs 27:19 paints a beautiful picture of this for us. As in water, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man. And this is just a little sneak peek of what I talk about and go over in my course, Biblical Frameworks to Overcome Emotional Eating. So if this is even just piquing your interest at all and you're like, yes, I understand this. I want to understand why am I responding this way. I want to know my triggers. I want to heal from this because I no longer want to be controlled by my feelings. Then my course would be the perfect starting place for you. We have to understand that there is no separating the two, right? As in water, face reflects the face, so a man's heart reveals the man. They go together because our body works as one. We can't escape or run away from what we feel because the root of our emotions is what tells us what to feel. 2 Timothy 1:7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So Timothy is reminding us what we have in Christ. This shows us that when our thoughts are aligned with God's word, we move in the direction of power, love, and our bodies to also then move in the direction of self-control and obedience. So in other words, what we think we will move closer to. When I dissect this in my course, I think it's important that I don't want to give you just another meal plan. And a lot of the women that I work with on one-on-one or in the course, they specifically have told me, I've researched all of it. I know what to eat, but why can't I do it? And that's what we talk about in the course. Our lives follow our most dominant thoughts. We do not do something physically that we have not already thought about mentally. Think about that. We do not act unless if we've already thought about it before. This is why we cannot ignore the other stressors in our lives regarding weight loss. This is why it's more important about calories in and calories out. This is why it's more than finding the best workout and working out 5 or 6 days a week. One of my stories, you know, I was in the gym for many years at a consistent pace of about 6 days a week. And I would be in the gym for, I don't even know, 2 hours maybe at a time. And a lot of it was I was talking with people and friends and all of that. However, I was striving to have this perfect body. And I had a lot of muscle. Even though I had muscle and I guess you could say abs, I don't know. But the reality was I was miserable. I struggled eating food because I was so concerned about gaining weight. And looking back, I don't think I ever realized I had a eating, just maybe some kind of dysmorphia or just eating disorder to a smaller degree, but I wasn't eating enough to sustain my everyday life. But what happens when we think about weight loss is that we're just going to the gym and eating right. And yeah, I was going to the gym and I wasn't eating foods that were necessarily unhealthy, so to speak, but I was unhealthy. And so it didn't matter if I was working out all the time. What mattered was how I perceived my working out, because nothing was ever good enough. And maybe you felt the same way. Maybe you felt like nothing's good enough. Maybe you feel like no matter what you do, it's always going to be the same. But what's important is your body is working as one. Knowing about the mind-body connection helps us to understand very specifically that our emotions, right, we have towards food and why we find ourselves emotionally eating. Here are just a few beliefs that I talk about in my course about food when it comes to emotionally eating. Food doesn't talk back to you and tell you when you're right or wrong. Food just feels like it's there for you, right? There is no threat to safety when you're emotionally eating because it's food. It's not talking back to you. It's not manipulating you. It feels safe. It's consistent. It doesn't talk back, like I just said, and there is no opinion. And it was important for me to address this in the course about really these beliefs that we carry, because these narratives around emotional eating is actually what is driving us to emotionally eat. It's almost this false sense of comfort and false sense of safety. I want to remind you, though, that it's not you. It's not this lack of discipline or willpower, which so many of us think it is. If I just had the motivation, if I just had the discipline or willpower, it's that we need to build the bridge between what you know to believe what you know. Therefore, when we become vulnerable, sharing our feelings or our sense of safety can be threatened along with our sense of belonging. So when we're putting our feelings on the line, that means there's an opportunity to be rejected, right? So how do we honor our body as we work through why we are emotionally eating? Paul implores us to recognize that our bodies are not our own, but belong to God, right? So we don't always feel like something. We don't always feel like being disciplined. There are many days, and I'm actually getting ready to work out right after I record this podcast. So there are many days where I just don't feel like it. And I'm sure that you can say to yourself right now, there are many days that you don't feel like it. But this is why I talk about how our feelings have a seat at the table, but they're not the centerpiece. We can still be obedient and disciplined to show up even when we don't feel like it. When somebody angers us, we don't have to retaliate with food or retaliate back. We can say no, because we are not going to let our feelings have the final say. But they can also be there to say, something's going on. We've been bought at a price, 1 Corinthians 7:23. We as Christians may feel that, like, we're at liberty to use our bodies however we choose, but our bodies are instruments of righteousness. Therefore, we should keep our minds on things from above as opposed to giving into fleshly temptations. By accepting Jesus as our Savior, we waive the right to do whatever we choose with our bodies, because not everything is profitable for our bodies, right? As scripture talks about. First thing, let's receive his love. God loves you. Our longing and desires are for people to see us, hear us, and know they are there for us. None of those can come from food. To honor our bodies, it's why we heal and work through why we are emotionally eating. And it will require us to receive his love and go beyond knowing he loves us. God is the embodiment of love, of perfect love. Your food can't hug you, it can't embrace you, and it doesn't listen to you, but God does. Number two, honor your hunger. We can honor the body God gave us and work through emotional eating by recognizing the type of hunger we are experiencing. I'm going to give you just a couple examples of emotional hunger versus physical hunger. Emotional hunger comes on suddenly, Emotional hunger feels like it needs to be satisfied instantly. Emotional hunger craves specific comfort foods, while physical hunger comes on gradually. Physical hunger can wait. Physical hunger is open to options, and lots of things sound good. So it's important that we just honor our bodies by recognizing the type of hunger we're having, because there is a difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger. And the third thing, let's be kind to our body. This involves working out, moving, how you speak to your body, how you speak over your body, rest. It involves a whole area, a whole disciplines, I guess you could say, of sorts, about being kind to our body. Let's go back to the basics. Like, what does our body need? It needs water, food, community, love, and support. So my question to you is, say, how are you meeting the needs of your body? Not simply by just what you're eating, not simply by just the next diet, but how is it getting food? How is it getting water? How is it getting community, love, and support? When you are trying to recognize the moments you're emotionally eating, it's important to know we can't shame ourselves into change. See, we can honor our bodies with our words and actions as they do what God created them to do, which is to take care of us. I go deeper into this in my course, especially on the emotional hunger and the physical hunger. So again, if you are wanting to overcome emotional eating, feel good in your body again, be at a healthy weight and honor your body as the temple that it is, join me in my course, and I cannot wait to work with you. But until next time, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you wish there was a way to stop turning to food for emotional support or to enjoy food again without feeling deprived or going on another diet? Do you wish there was a way to live life without constantly thinking about food, stress eating, or hiding to eat food? I know what it feels like to use food for comfort and wish I could stop obsessing about what I'd be eating at my next meal. I wanted a healthy relationship with food, but food was a place I felt in control of when everything else around me felt out of control. Imagine if you had a biblical framework to overcome emotional eating that walked you through step by step on how to turn to God instead of turning to food, binge eating, or eating a whole roll of chocolate chip cookies. See, that's why I created the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating. It's where I teach you how to turn to God instead of turning to food for emotional support. This is a spiritual battle for your freedom. The battle has been won, but it is our responsibility to maintain that freedom. I'm with you with a fork and knife in hand, ready to join you in the fight to eat the once forbidden foods that diets said you couldn't have, but you crave so desperately. I'm here to walk with you through the late night emotional binges and to say to put down the Oreos, because God has something better for you than what you're feeling right now. You'll be able to stop eating your feelings, because I mean, I know what it's like to eat a whole bag of chips and think, what just happened here? It's about getting unstuck from emotional eating patterns and have the ability to stop eating when full. Learn how to have a healthy relationship with food and your body while growing your relationship with God, because they go hand in hand. You will walk away with a biblical framework to overcome your emotions when they arise and practical application steps for you when you want to turn to food for comfort. Imagine if you enjoyed going out to dinner with your friends and family and didn't worry about the foods you were eating. Imagine if food was something you enjoyed without feeling inadequate or without feeling shame or guilt after eating. Imagine if you were at a healthy weight and felt better in your body. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you're someone that shuts down every photo opportunity or hides behind people in photos, if you refuse to wear shorts in the summer or tank tops to show your arms, if you're ready for a framework to overcome emotional eating that is sustainable and maintainable, especially with the busyness of life, now is the time. I have 10 spots left because I am ready to go deep with you. Head to jessicahoddle.com/framework to enjoy food again, overcome shame and guilt, and be in control of your emotions. Let's put our focus on Jesus together and not on food. You're ready for this. Again, head to jessicahoddle.com/framework. framework.